Today's Bob Almanac is brought to you by Upholstery Industries. Do you need specialized industrial upholstery work? Upholstery Industries is the largest upholstery shop in the Midwest because they can craft thousands of items, always with a passion for excellence. Upholstery Industries, online, upholsteryindustries.com. Total Country Bob FM. Almanac, your This Date in History. It's your radio history lesson and, of course, birthdays today as well. Neil, are you ready?
Ready, Freddie.
Okay, that's nice.
You are Freddie? No, you're Jimmy.
No, I'm not.
You're Jim.
I'd rather be Shaggy. Shaggy yeah. did much better. Most people don't know this, but Shaggy did much better with the ladies than Freddie.
Okay.
Tuesday, March 12th, that might even be foreshadowing for a future birthday here on today's All Request Lunch Hour Almanac Party Time Combo Platter. It's kind of like Tom and Jerry and the Grape Ape. Tuesday, March 12th, 71st day of the year, 294 days left to go, 1894, first bottles of Coca-Cola were sold in the Coca-Cola Haven of Vicksburg, Mississippi. All the good stuff starts in Mississippi.
Well, you might get an argument, but now... That also gave us the opportunity to have Coke bottle glasses, you know, referring to people that wear them.
Uh-huh. It wasn't the, it was a different kind of bottle. It was more like a mason jar that they served it in with the kind of latch top that had the seal on it.
Oh, sure.
It wasn't the Coke bottle that
that we know.
No. 1894, 1933, historic day, FDR fireside chat number one.
My friend. I want to talk for a few minutes with the people of the United States about banking. To talk with the comparatively few who understand the mechanics of banking, but more particularly with the overwhelming majority of you who use banks for the making of deposits.
What a riveting topic on the first ever fireside chat, banking. Ever wanted to be a banker, Neil?
Well, I was for a short time. I was a bank
teller. You were a banker? You were a teller?
Huh? Bank teller.
Making change?
Right. I was good at it.
You were good at making change. That's good. Of course, banking was a big deal during the Depression because people were pulling all their money out of the bank. So that's why he had the whole banking holiday. Remember that? He set the banking holiday several days where banks just closed and you couldn't have access to your money. You're trying to cool things down so everybody didn't pull. There's no FDIC or any of that stuff going on. People were pulling so much money out of the banks. Yeah. There's panic going on. 1933, FDR. Trying to settle down some of those worries. That was in 33. His successor, Harry Truman, addressed the nation and Congress, 1947.
This is no more than a frank recognition that totalitarian regimes imposed upon free peoples by direct or indirect aggression undermine the foundations of international peace and hence the security of the United States.
Do you know what he's talking about there? He's talking about the Truman Doctrine.
Mm.
Everybody at some point in time in their life should have the right to be able to have their own doctrine.
Right.
What would the Freeman Doctrine be?
Thou shalt take the summer off to golf.
Okay, that's good. That's a good doctrine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, you had the Monroe Doctrine, the Truman Doctrine, now the Freeman Doctrine. Mm-hmm. And he was talking about Greece and Turkey, and basically they're trying to resist communism. It was basically the start of the Cold War when Harry Truman made that declaration with his doctrine.
Mine's a little less significant.
Yeah, I don't think it's going to affect, I don't think the UN is going to be holding hearings on the Freeman Doctrine anytime soon. That was in 47, 1980 in the news.
It took the jury of seven men and five women less than 2 hours to find John Wayne Gacy guilty of murdering 33 young men. Gacy was convicted of murdering more people than anyone else in U.S. history.
That was this date, 1980. John Wayne Gacy, 33 murders. He was found guilty. You know, whatever happened to Norma?
Evil.
Norma Quarles. She was an outstanding reporter, Norma Quarles, for NBC.
Yeah, she sounded good there. I don't remember.
92.
I don't remember.
Jim and Tammy Faye Baker announced they were divorcing. Tammy tried to trim back on the mascara, and she just couldn't give it up. Yep. That was kind of the ultimatum, Jim said. Tammy said, Jim, you got to quit cheating on me. And then Jim said, well, then you got to give up mascara. And it just, they couldn't come to a...
They couldn't, Neither one of them could give up their vices.
Couldn't come to a middle ground. So that was in 92. 1994. You know that famous photo of the Loch Ness Monster with the little head sticking out of the water? That photo was taken by Marmaduke Wetherell, who actually claimed it was taken by another guy that he had conspired with, who was the surgeon. It was called the surgeon's photo, because he figured if a surgeon had taken the photo, people thought that the surgeon took the photo, it would actually be credible. But it was confirmed on this date, 1994, to be a hoax. The photo was taken of a toy submarine with a head and neck attached. So it was a much smaller to scale little floating thing in the water. And that's what that photo was.
Yeah.
With the Loch Ness monster.
It was fabricated.
No real surprise, right?
No. No, I don't. Well, I don't think the Loch Ness monster really exists.
Come on, Neil. Have some faith.
I know.
We are remembering he was quite the mouth. Morton Downey Jr. this date.
I know the Bill of Rights, pal. You bet your buns I do, Pop.
Zip it. Zip it, you pablum puker. I love that show. I used to stay up late to watch that in the late 80s.
He was a beauty.
He was kind of the first one of that whole kind of in-your-face talk show. That kind of altercation back and forth. And I know earlier, several years earlier than that, Geraldo was doing the skinheads and the throwing the chairs and stuff like that. But Morton Downey Jr., I think, perfected it and did it every night.
Right.
That wasn't every Geraldo show. And then that kind of gave birth into like the Jerry Springer shows and things like
Correct.
That. But Morton Downey Jr., he attacked real serious topics.
Yes.
It wasn't just about who's the father and who's cheating on who and all the silly stuff that Jerry got. He was talking about real, real subjects on his show. And then he would come out and he would grab like raw hamburger and feed it to his piranha. That he had in the fish tank. He died. He was a heavy smoker.
Yes, he was. That was on the show.
That was, yes, he did. He was 67 when he passed away in 2001. Then 2003, good news.
Utah's miracle. Elizabeth Smart is alive and well after 9 months, finally reunited with her family tonight.
That was more than 9 months after she was kidnapped. It was Elizabeth Smart found and reunited with her family, Salt Lake City, Utah. 15 years old, and of course we had that same scenario here in our area with Jamie Kloss from Barron, Wisconsin, and I believe Elizabeth Smart
she
reached out, and either she has visited or will be visiting Barron.
Yeah,
I think I saw on the news, and that was way back in 2003. Birthdays now. 1899. Barbara Feldon.
She's still going, huh?
86.
I love it.
She was 99.
Yes,
and
she was.
Wasn't Don Adams, wasn't he 86? What was his
86,
age? 86. And she is 86 today.
Gosh, great.
They were a great pair.
Yes, for sure.
Barbara Feldon, 86. Happy birthday today. Liza Minnelli.
Arthur, we really must be going. Thank you for a memorable afternoon. Usually one must go to a bowling alley to meet a woman of your stature. Yes.
That, of course, is Hobson talking
one
about
of our favorites.
Liza Minnelli from Arthur. Liza Minnelli, the daughter of Judy Garland. She can sing. She's a triple threat. And she is 73.
That is such a good line.
Oh, I know it is. 73 today.
Okay, Scooby. Go in and take a look around. We'll keep watch out here. No, I'm not kidding.
Frank Welker, who had the voice and did the voice of Fred, right. Freddy, in the Scooby-Doo cartoons.
That
was 73 today.
That was
Yes, it was very fitting. He does a lot of voices. He did Megatron for the Transformers. He actually went in and wanted to be Shaggy, and Casey Kasem wanted to be Freddy, and then ended up being flip-flopped. I couldn't imagine the other way around.
They did that the right way.
That was the right way. So happy birthday, Frank Welker. Mitt Romney, the Republican presidential candidate in it was against Obama.
Right.
Right? So 2012?
Yeah.
2012 versus 12, Obama? Because Trump won in 16.
Yeah.
Minus four would be 2012,
I think. He's talking about maybe running again.
Really?
Yeah.
He is 72. Happy birthday to him today. Feel like a fool on an estate side game. Cause I love leave a mind behind me. Oh, Mexico. Sounds so simple, I just got to. James Taylor, Sweet Baby James.
One of the greats.
He has great voice. 71 today for him. This is the second guy that owned Lassie, little boy.
You know what we got to do first?
What?
We got to make a pact. Take a vow.
What's a vow?
Like the Indians used to do. Blood brothers. We got to swear that for the rest of our lives we're going to stick together. And that this only belongs to you and me and Lassie.
And Pokey.
Cokey was a bit of a lazy dog. I'm going to say that Cokey, if somebody was trapped in a well, I don't think Cokie's going to be much help. Lassie, of course, will come to save you and save the day. That's Johnny Provost, who played Timmy. I remember the first few years, people that may remember, if you go all the way back to the 50s, there was Jeff.
Right.
Jeff was Lassie's master. And then later on, it was Timmy. And you know, you may have thought that it was way too traumatic for him later on in life, but he actually became a well driller. I don't know if you knew that. John Provost.
Timmy became a
well driller. He fell in so many wells, he just attacked his fear.
Yeah.
Is what he did. So, John Provost.
I'm sure he proved the safety measures for them as well.
He is 69. Ron Jeremy, I think you know what he was famous for.
Right.
Marlon Jackson of the Jackson 5. He was the one just like a year older than Michael.
Boy, you don't hear much about Marlon, though.
No, no. You know, Tito and Jermaine.
Right.
Marlon Jackson is... How about that?
I don't know that I would have come up with Marlon.
How about that documentary, that thing on Michael Jackson that came out? Yeah. Oh, my. So Marlon Jackson is 62 today. He was the straw man.
You're Daryl Strawberry.
Yes.
You play right field.
Yes.
I play right field, too.
So?
Well, are you better than me?
Well, I never met you, but... Yes.
57 for the straw man.
I think he probably is.
Ran into some, although Homer Simpson had a similarly sweet swing.
Oh.
And smooth like Daryl Strawberry. Ran into some drug issues.
Then he was here with the Saints.
Yeah, he played here with the Saints.
Yeah.
57. Isaiah Ryder. J.R. Isaiah Jr. Ryder. He is, what is he?
I just saw a man fly.
Yeah. Who was that? Superman? Flying Willendas? No, that was Easy Rider.
As only he could do.
Yeah. So he's 48 today, believe it
or not. He's grown up a little bit.
He has. Yeah. But I wonder if his pipes are still freezing.
Well,
do you remember there was the one time he was late for practice or didn't go to practice, and apparently his
I got
pipes
a list
froze.
Of excuses here he could
his
use.
Pipes,
thank you, Gary.
His pipes froze. I mean, like Isaiah Ryder was living in a trailer.
Correct.
So that was in 1971 he was born. So happy birthday, Isaiah Ryder, former Timberwolf. Sid Hartman wanted us to take Kelber Cheney, but instead we took Ryder, who was very talented. Yeah. He won the slam dunk contest. He just he didn't, what should I say, apply himself the way that he should have.
No, it was maybe poor parenting.
Oh, wait, here's another one. Here's another one. This is one. Happy birthday to the internet.
Oh, really?
30 years ago, this is the date that is believed and has been accepted as the birthday of the internet.
Huh.
How about that sound? Is that annoying?
Very. Yeah. Yeah, that was hard on
you
the ears.
You still have dial-up at your house, don't
I do.
You?
Yeah, I still do. Gone but not forgotten today, we never forget our former First Ladies. First Lady Jane Pierce. She was the wife, of course, of Franklin Pierce, born on this day, 1806. Clement Studebaker. His company was the largest manufacturer of carriages and wagons in the Old West. And I was the Studebaker then named after him in some capacity? I don't know.
It's got to be.
Actor Gordon McRae, he was a great singer in the Rodgers and Hammerstein movies.
Geese better scurry when not take you out in the Surrey. When not take you out in the Surrey with the fringe on top.
Shirley Jones was lovely.
Oh, she was.
You think of her as Mrs. Partridge.
Yeah, from The Music Man. And then, yes, in this movie opposite Gordon McRae. He was in Oklahoma and Carousel.
And that's
what
that was from.
Oklahoma, 1921. Astronaut Wally Shearer Jr., remember him from our history books. Wasn't he the only one to fly in the, Apollo, Gemini? What was the other one?
Mercury.
Mercury, yeah. I think he was the only one to fly in all three.
Well, he's good, that's why. When you're good, they call
on
you.
When you're good, that's right. 1923. 1931, he was Buckwheat. Billy Thomas.
You and Porky put this on the tea yet. I don't want to catch you. Okay, Banky. I'm on Barky.
Articulation was not his strength.
No. But if And of course, the audio not as good. But
No.
William Thomas Jr. I called him Billy Thomas. He was
Tice.
Yes.
B-Tines of Mayday.
1931 for Buckwheat. Grammy Award winning singer Al Jarreau. You like ear rock? Light.
Grammy like Award. Rock light.
Yes, you do. Grammy Award winner there, Al Jarreau, 1940, and he was the drummer for the group Badfinger.
No matter what you are.
You can hear the drum right there.
I will always be with you.
Beating the Skins there, Mike Gibbons was born on this day, 1949. They're all gone. But not forgotten.
Would you like to start your Bob-a-thon with Gatlin Brothers? Houston means I'm one day closer to you. Mm-hmm. Kathy Mattea, 18 Wheels and a Dozen Roses. Mm-hmm. Or today, Charlie McLean's version of Who's Cheating Who.
Yeah, let's do Charlie.
Here it is. All Request Lunch Hour live in Osseo at the Legion today. Don't
see
miss
you there.
It.
KDDG Albany. KDDG HD1 Albany St. Cloud. KBGY Faribault. KLCI Elk River. KLCI.